Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. Brr, it's chilly outside. That means winter must be here.
Yes, a time for snowmen and snow angels and snowballs and snowboarding.
And for huddling under a pile of blankets to avoid the snow.
Luckily, if you want to hide indoors, you have plenty of options for enjoying the season anyway, with a bunch of video games that have levels dedicated to the perils of the frigid outdoors.
And those levels almost always have special music to fit the theme. That's what we'll be diving into today.
So put on your imaginary hat, coat, and gloves, and get ready for some chill tunes.
Thank you.
That was Snowden Town from Undertale, composed by Toby Fox and performed here by Music Engine.
Undertale might actually be the perfect game to kick off the holiday season. Snowden is this quiet little settlement you reach early in the game. It's full of monsters who are mostly pretty friendly, and they even have a Christmas tree filled with presents from Santa.
But to get there, you have to work your way through Snowden Forest, a place full of icy puzzles concocted by an infamous pair of skeletons.
Oh, for sure. Snow levels can be really frustrating. The snow slows you down, you constantly are slipping on ice. Sometimes you even start to freeze if you don't find shelter.
One series that almost never releases a game without incorporating some winter-based mechanics is Mario.
Seems like Mario always has to go through some kind of ice world. At this point, it's weird if you don't encounter some penguins along the way.
Here are a few Mario tracks to put us in that winter mood. Thank you. That was Snowball Park from Super Mario 3D World, composed by Yasuaki Iwata, and followed by Ice Cave from Super Mario Odyssey, composed by Naoto Kubo.
I love Snowball Park. It sounds like a bunch of kids running out to play right after the first snowfall of the year.
Like a well-deserved snow day.
Like digging the sleds out of the garage and running to the nearest hill. But compared to Snowball Park, does Ice Cave even really sound that wintry? I think it's leaning more into the cave aspect than the ice aspect.
Really? I think Mario does snow levels pretty well. We picked songs from snow levels.
Nope, that's my hot take. Take it or leave it.
Maybe another track from Mario Odyssey will sound more like winter? Let's try it out. Here's Shaveria Town, composed by Shiho Fuji.
Nope, still doesn't sound like winter.
It's in the middle of snowdrifts and frozen lakes. How is there a sunny recorder playing?
It feels like I'm at a Renaissance fair, but a reindeer wanders by with his bells jingling.
But what is a Ren fair but a summertime winter festival?
Okay, good point, but what does it take to make a good winter theme?
I'm glad you asked. And to answer your question, I'm going to take us back in time 300 years to Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Oh, good God, this is a video game show.
No, wait, hear me out. It's time for a little music theory. So Vivaldi's Winter Concerto is a perfect example of what makes music sound like winter. He described blowing wind, chattering teeth, gently falling snow, and slipping on ice, even cozying up by the fire while the winter storm rages outside. And we know that because he included program notes on the score in the form of a sonnet. What do you hear? Or this. I hear arpeggiated melodies, tremolo and plucked strings, and instruments in their upper register. Altogether, they add to the tension of the snowstorm and the sparseness of winter. Sparseness as in, you know, the idea that the world is asleep waiting for spring. And of course, there's all the cute, jaunty tunes that come from madrigals and Christmas songs. From something like Sleigh Ride, we hear the sleigh bells replacing the drums, and yes, those jaunty dotted quarter melodies. Separately, they don't connotate too much, but all together, they mean winter. Of course, video game music also has one extra element that we don't get from classical music, and that's reverb.
Ooh, yeah, reverb is an especially important element in creating the chilly atmosphere for these winter levels.
Actually, okay. I think I have an example that might just bring all of these elements together. I love this song, Thendrana Drifts. This is from one of my favorite games and one of my favorite video game soundtracks, Metroid Prime.
Ice Shaman by Alistair Lindsay for the game RimWorld. And just before that, Fendrana Drifts, composed by Kenji Yamamoto for Retro Studios' Metroid Prime. You're listening to Press A to Play, and today we're playing video game music that gives us all winter chilly vibes. I'm Anjali.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Connor.
Fendrana Drifts is the perfect winter music to me. I immediately feel like I'm all alone out in the icy tundra.
I had never heard this song before you showed it to me, and it makes me think of a mix between Frozen and that 90s anime, Evangelion, spacey and snowy all at the same time.
Yep. And this one leans heavily on some of those things I talked about before that mean winter music, reverb, and those arpeggios.
It's all about atmosphere. The Metroid series leans really heavily on this sense of isolation. You're out alone on a strange planet, exploring and trying to survive, and maybe it's a little bit scary, but it's also weirdly comfortable because you're more than capable of handling yourself out here.
Almost like hiking, except, you know, there are space pirates trying to conquer the galaxy.
Well, speaking of outdoor adventures, I know it's tradition around here to end our episodes with Stardew Valley, but there is so much great winter music in that game. I want to get to it now.
That's a great idea. Let's start with Winter Festival.
Thank you. Ah, that's just what I needed. You just heard Ancient and before that Winter Festival from Stardew Valley.
It's so nice that the winter music in Stardew is so captivating because otherwise winter would be a struggle in that game.
Yeah, it's a farming game and you can't even farm because of the snow. Maybe if you've been working hard enough, you've got a greenhouse to plant stuff in, but otherwise all you can really do is tend to your animals.
Okay, hold up. Winter is the best season because I don't have to worry about my crops and I can focus on my favorite part of the game, building relationships with the townsfolk.
Okay, that's fair. I guess it does also give me some time to explore the mines.
I care about one thing and one thing only: cold, hard cash. If I can't farm, then I'm sleeping through the season, only getting up every day to feed the livestock and pet my various cats.
Then you are totally missing out on the vibrant personalities in town and the wonderful music of the season. Heresy.
Well, let's show him a few more of the songs he's neglecting. Here are Nocturne of Ice and The Wind Can Be Still.
Thank you.
That was The Wind Can Be Still, preceded by Nocturne of Ice, both by Concerned Ape for his game Stardew Valley.
All this winter music from Stardew really leans into the themes we heard earlier in the classical selections. Lots of reverb, lots of twinkly sounds, and arpeggiated melodies.
Every arrangement has a lot of space in it, instead of being chock full of instrumentation. It feels peaceful and sleepy, and maybe a little bit melancholy.
Yep, the music sets such a great mood for winter, and every season really. It makes the different parts of the year feel distinct.
But it's all happy.
Well, yeah, Stardew's a pretty pleasant game.
But the winter in other games is a threatening time, full of freezing temperatures and ice. Mysterious monsters disguised against the snowy tundra wait for their chance to strike.
Oh, I get what you mean. Here's one that fits the bill, and almost everyone will recognize the bass melody. Plus, listen for an icy wind. This is Surface One from GoldenEye 007. That was Surface One, composed by Grant Kirkhope for GoldenEye 007.
Oh, what an iconic game that was. And tracks like Surface One, including the classic James Bond theme in them, help you feel like you're a spy sneaking around a facility with guards around every corner.
And this track has all those wind sounds in the background that make it feel cold, like really cold, while you're slinking through this snowy Russian base.
This gives me another idea for a darker winter track, one that is part of a game but was never actually included when you're playing it. Let's listen to Orb of Winter by Pentakill. That was Orb of Winter by Pentakill from League of Legends, made by Riot Games.
Wait, so they didn't even include that in the game?
Nope, it was a totally separate release. The band Pentakill is made up of characters from the game, and they use the band's music at live events and such. But if you're playing the game, then there's barely a hint of the band's music, which is a shame because the first two albums are great metal.
So what? They just made the music for fun?
Fun, marketing, world building. A lot of the story of League of Legends happens outside the game through music, comics, even a highly rated Netflix show called Arcane.
Well, that's fun. But I also want to get back to some of the happier winter tracks. Can we?
Oh, I have the perfect song. This is another piece from Grant Kirkhope, actually. This one is going to fill you with winter cheer, whether you like it or not.
That's a really, really great description.
That was Freeze Easy Peak by Grant Kirkhope for Banjo-Kazooie.
Ooh, that one really drills into your brain.
And if you listen to it enough, you start to have fun.
That's pretty typical for Banjo-Kazooie. All of the music is really fun and carnival-like, and normally it changes a lot as you move around the level. If you're underwater, you get a lot of reverb, that sort of thing. But if you're just listening to it by itself for too long, you might go a little bit insane.
Well, I want to close the episode with something more calm than that.
Can we do one more from Stardew?
Yeah, why not?
Yay! Okay, good, because here's another one with great ambient noise in the background. Some ships creak as you wander around the shops at the local docks. This is Night Market.
That was Night Market, again from Stardew Valley by Concerned Ape.
And what a great way to bring the episode to a close. That song only plays for a few nights of the year during the winter's Night Market.
It makes me really excited to get out in real life and see all the streets lit up with winter cheer.
So nice to end on a happy note.
Thanks for listening to these chilly tracks on Press A to Play. I'm Angeli.
I'm Devin.
I'm Connor.
And from all of us at Northwest Public Broadcasting, happy holidays. And remember to harvest your pumpkins before winter first. Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. Thank you.